I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I'm so retarded that I was like sitting in my house like probably like 2021 and I was like, I can wake up whenever I want, go to sleep whenever I want. I don't even have to check in with anything with my mom. I thought about that. And I just went to sleep. When I was in high school, dude, it was like phase two, the dumbest classes. I was a senior, I had freshman in my classes, like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, whatever.
It's like fucking retard.
You dumb as shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Not even try to hide that. School's impossible. You're smart.
That must have been nuts for the freshmen that are like, that guy's a senior.
Oh, yeah. And Billy was huge. It was like, think of a freshman. Well,
the same size.
You'd be like,
I was like 208.
And, yeah. Dude, think of being a freshman and being in the class next to him. Like,
yeah.
Hard.
Dude.
You know what fucks me up? Dude, you know what fucks me up? We used to break our teachers' balls into oblivion, dude. And they're all like my age now.
Yeah.
Or younger.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nuts because like 17-year-olds are psyoping them into like walking out in the hallway and like taking breathers.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
I get it.
Dude, I had a teacher.
I went to a pizza shop this week and there's like five teenagers in there. They're like, yo, can we? It's like a couple of them were black. It was black teens and they were nice fellas.
Just
but
to paint a picture.
As soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, God. And then they're like, yo, can we get a picture?
Did they come into you?
Taking like pictures. And then they all sat down and started laughing.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there waiting for my pie.
Going, oh, brutal.
I think they're making fun of me. They're literally making fun of me after they just asked for pictures. They got me mocked.
Yeah, there was like, it was math where the young kids were. So they were like super smart freshmen in my math classes.
Yeah, sure.
But like.
I mean, the freshmen were fucking geniuses.
I mean, seriously. Low phase algebra.
Oh, you're killing me with this.
I mean, seriously.
This is like a Tyler Durden. Right
now. You are. I mean, Tyler Durden.
I mean, dude, I told you, I was stoned. Like, I wouldn't do fucking
shit. They
must
be super smart.
They must be smart as hell.
They're an algebra one, dude. They're freshmen.
Eighth graders must be fucking smart.
Maybe they're algebra two. Maybe, dude.
Nah, by that time, we were in geometry, brother. I would fuck up geometry.
But you're not dumb at all.
I know, I just suck cock at math.
I cannot do math myself. I
refuse to study.
Yeah.
They would tell me to study.
Well, I toss you in the eighth grade class.
Oh, phase one. No, freshman year, there's just...
For some reason, you're getting, like, defensive.
I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
I'm not defensive. I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
Freshman year, there was a phase one.
Senior. It was tough.
My one boy was dumb as shit with me, and then he got on Adderall and started passing everything.
He took Adderall. Fuck.
Dude, me and my one boy were like 65, 70s every class or every test. This motherfucker gets on Adderall and starts getting 85s. I was like, bro, how are you figuring this out? He's like, I'm studying. He's like, how do you have that? I would go home, look at this shit, and be like, fuck.
Oh, man. Bill, you are the fucking funniest. I'm not getting defensive. I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
I'm trying to literally show you how stupid this was. I was in phase one. They get rid of it freshman year because it's a college.
Dude, that's what you're talking about. What you saying? Everyone knows what phase one is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, surrounded by geniuses.
I'm
dumb as fuck. Nah,
dude.
My ass was in the jackpot. Yeah. I had have a 2.7.
He loves my ass is in the jackpot. I think
it's the clip of all time.
Did you put it in season two?
I don't know if it made it.
He saw that clip and was like, yeah. I need to say my ass is in the jackpot.
Yeah, that's nice.
He said it like five different scenes.
He's using new slang. I like that.
Oh man,
I was so bad at math when I went to Drexel that the math class that I was in.
If you're that bad at math, you don't go to Drexel, bro.
Yeah.
You go to Delaware County Community College and get president's lists because it's the third time you took out for one.
I'll tell you what, I failed statistics in college,
dude,
three times, statistics and then I'm talking at three different universities.
Finally, I
hit Harrisburg Area Community College, and I was like, I'm going to make some changes.
Shitting on African dudes. They have no idea what's going on. Like, dude, Y equals MX plus B. It's simple.
Look, community college fucking ruled.
Check your work. Oh, it's the fucking
I took American Civil War. Our teacher was a Gettysburg tour guide. It was me and Harrisburg area community college students. I was the only dude who gave a fuck, and I knew a lot about it already. This guy was like, Shane, thank you. Yes. No one else was paying attention. I'd be like, that was General Meade, right? He'd be like, it was Meade.
So I've been here on YouTube channel.
I've been here for 10 years. Right. You're the first guy to.
It was.
He's like, wow. Anyway, we're going to have a good day, guys.
Did I ever tell you about at my last semester at Temple when I screenshotted the wrong week?
Yes.
Dude, that,
no, this is great.
Dude,
man.
I was at Temple and I was taking literally
this. It's like when I went to school on 9/11.
Yeah. Is this senior year?
Or? No, this is like my second, or I went to Temple my sophomore and junior year, but I was taking three classes a semester because I was like, bro, you can take three classes. No one gives a fuck.
Right.
Not realizing you got to like take all of them to get out of college. Yep. I took a screenshot of my class or my semester after spring break, but we were off MLK day. So I had physics, construction safety class, and some other things on Monday. Physics lab. So I was going to physics. I screenshot this. I don't know. I thought I'm off Mondays. I was chilling. Sundays, I was like, dude, we can do whatever the fuck we want out of school. I go in.
Construction safety.
Dude, still passed it. Still passed it, by the way.
We can do what we want.
Dude. So I fucking went for a month. And I'm in physics, and they're talking about, well, during the lab, we went over this. And I thought the lab was something people are going to or into physics. I had literally no fucking clue. And then I finally realized that I've been missing my Mondays for a month.
All the Monday labs?
Yes. And my construction safety class. I rolled into my construction safety class after a month of not being there. It was literally like, I fucking didn't know I had this class. And the chick let me in. I passed that. But physics, I got a 46 on the test.
Dude, literally Beetlejuice shit.
I came in.
Beetlejuice shit? Is that what you said?
I came in. I was trying to find that Green Bay Packers jersey you bought. I was going to wear it again.
Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Oh, you got a fucking Reggie one?
Yeah.
92.
5,000.
I fucking went to the.
Bill, the way you're talking.
It's just matter
so
of fact.
So good, dude.
Yeah. So I went to that.
Just matter of fact.
What is like sine waves and shit?
So sine, cosine?
Cosine, what is that? What's that?
I think they're wave amplitude.
What's the type of math that is?
Trigonometry.
Trip?
I have no idea.
Go into fucking my trip class, get a 46, dude. I was like, what's the curve? What's a bell curve? Because I thought we'd all pass because everyone failed it. No one failed it. And then I show up. The dude is in class like, today is the last day of the ad drop. I was like, for the ad drop, do you have to pay for it if you drop the class this day? He's like, no, you don't. That's in 2 weeks. If you don't go out in 2 weeks, then you have to do it. I literally was like, all right, guys, got my book bag, left college.
Just
wow.
Oh, dude, I was like, this is a fucked situation. Like, there's no way I'm passing this shit.
I can't. Look, I'm not.
Engineering is the construction management.
I
did the same thing with calculus.
Calculus.
Yeah. I took calculus two times, and I got a 33.
Yeah.
The way I filled out of Elon was hilarious, dude. After I quit football, I just stopped going to class. I just drank in a house.
Were you and not then, going to class at all?
Like fucking.
So you're a skipping class.
One or two a week.
Yeah. That's what I did, yeah.
And then went home for Christmas break, and they were like, you're expelled.
I was like, holy shit.
I was like, oh shit, I got to tell my parents. So, like, while I was home for Christmas break, like, I'm not going back. I didn't know I was getting kicked out either. I had all my shit in North Carolina.
I was in a fucking.
It was dark, dude. I was in my parents' basement crying.
Sure. Yeah. I was like, mine's way more jovial than that. We like went. I was working at a trash incinerator that we had to cover with clean fucking fill. So we picked all the trash out, got rid of it, covered it with these rocks, but we could only have like a certain size stone. So my dad was like, dude, just pick any of the big rocks out. And this place is like a football field of just rocks. So I'm just sitting there looking down, grabbing. My uncle rolls up in a trash truck and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, dude, my mom wants me to go to college. She's like, just fucking quit. I was like, okay. So then I quit and started driving trash trucks.
Nice. I didn't have any sport.
I went to George Washington, and then failed out of that. Then went to Delco. Like a filled out of that.
Yeah,
did
you get out?
Yeah, I was Westchester for six. And then I finished at Drexel. Yeah.
You fucking, hey, how'd you get into Drexel if you filled out Delaware County?
Because the guy that ran the screenwriting program had like tried to get me, because I like wrote a script my senior year when I was in high school.
Was it Tires?
It wasn't Tires at the time.
You wrote that at Drexel though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like my senior project. Yeah,
and he fucking failed out.
Yeah. Well, I did graduate Drexel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were dumb as fuck.
Well, I filled out George Washington and then Delaware County Community College.
George Washington's hard to get into, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drexel's not, he's not dumb. Dude.
Yeah.
Drexel's dumb. Hard to get into.
No, but he failed out without drinking, really.
Oh, there's other things.
When I was
he failed out without missing class.
Same thing. Like, after I failed out, I was living at my parents' house. So I did go to like every class at Delaware County Community
College. When I went to community college, when I went to community college, I locked in.
Oh,
after West Point, after Elon,
yeah,
it's time.
Two years later, I'm at community college next to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Oh man!
Well, I had a Duke or bottom.
No way.
Delaware County Community College, I was in heaven. You could smoke on campus and shit. So, like, me and all the kids just go out in between classes, rip butts, go to McDonald's.
I love how, like, your gradient of, like, how sick shit is what you're allowed to do.
Yeah. I'm not meant to be in school.
I can't do anything.
I can't even imagine.
We're allowed to smoke.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you had to go to school? If my job tomorrow was to go to meetings from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.,
Think about that.
You'd have to. You'd,
the I, only thing,
chair hemorrhoids, like, forget it.
Jesus.
Well, the hemorrhoids, that would definitely suck.
Yeah.
Are they permanent?
Yeah, if I sit long enough, I don't know. I got a weird thing going on. But it's like, yeah, sitting in a plastic chair for that many hours, just listening to stuff you couldn't care less about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like, my life is teaching, I mean, obviously there's some good ones, but Lost is behind that.
Lost.
If you're
We're on a big podcast.
There obviously
right now,
good teachers, but there's some that it's like, all right, bro.
My mom's a teacher.
She's a good teacher.
Hello.
While I was in school, one of the teachers got busted for having sex with the kids.
A few of them, actually.
One, I moved.
Was it all boys school?
Yeah. One, I it was like prison. One, I moved her into her house, but I was retarded, so I wasn't picking up on anything that was going on.
Yes, Durbin. Yes.
Well, Gerby's, it's just.
Yeah,
two to me, Dan.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting rowdy.
You're just getting rowdy.
Dude, we're almost done.
You don't have to be in tomorrow, right?
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to get rowdy.
No. I was just asking.
Oh, I was going to go in.
I know tomorrow's early.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in pretty late.
Supposedly, the one teacher was banging the kid, and she was like trying to be cool with all the kids in the class, and she was buying him beer and shit. And then she started talking shit to the one kid in class, and he was like, I'll be right back. Went to the principal's office. Yeah, she's having sex with one of the students. Got her booted. Legendary shit.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's a fucking...
Bill, I could listen to you talk about school.
Bro?
It is so funny. Honestly, you are Phil Gillis. Are the exact same dude. Like, the way he talks is... I go in there. I go, what the fuck is this shit? I fucking got a 46. I thought there was a fucking Belker.
I paid on a Belker. You know, research papers?
Yeah.
But there's like, I think five was my all time max. I did write a paper in Temple that was awesome.
How many pages?
And it was five. And it was Porn, the Libido Killer. And I had a whole paper on Porn. Dude gave me an A+. He was cool as shit.
That's Manosphere.
Yeah.
Tangential.
And then, in high school, we had to write like a research paper. I chose Alphonse Capone, the worst. And, I just paid kids to do it, and the teacher was just like, all right, man.
Classic.
You wrote this. Classic. Obviously, what am I? Yeah, seriously.
You were like, dude, I got busted with that.
Yeah. My boy Shaw wrote it. Shout out, Shaw.
I didn't pay anybody, but I took my roommate's paper from the year before and just handed it in to the same teacher, and she was like, you don't think I don't remember Kevin? I was like, motherfucker.
Fuck, I should have taken his day off.
The thing that the real shit about being fucking stupid is being too stupid to cheat, because a lot of the smart kids can fucking cheat, and I would be like,
I think the higher echelon.
Yeah, they're
is
so
all
good at cheating. Yeah, that's like all it is.
Super top is all cheating.
All my boys that were in like AP shit were cheating their balls off, and I was like, fucking how?
I've told this before, but I cheated a lot. And
how did you cheat though? You get people to write your shit? Or?
Yeah, no, like test. Okay. We had a he would give us the same test. So the class before, this girl would just give me her calculator, and I would just I'd get like 100 on everything.
That's sick.
And then
crazy.
I was a recruiting visit for football. So I missed the test day, and then he was like, here's the makeup test.
Oh,
and it was like four problems. That was it. Because he loved the football team, and he was trying to, he was like, come on, bro, I got you. I didn't know one.
Red.
I didn't know one. I wrote three for every single answer and just handed it back to him. And I was like, I don't know one thing about what you've been. I don't even know this subject. I haven't listened once.
Yeah, we had none of the chicks doing us any favors because it was all dudes. So,
oh, that's tough.
Yeah,
just dudes is tough to cheat.
Yeah,
you need chicks.
You're just fucking around. There's no cheating's physically impossible.
Yeah, it'd be tough with
dude.
This
like
guys.
Writing that shit on your calculator. Have like you would have to at least know the equations a little bit if you had like the cheat sheet in the calculator slip. Yeah. I would sit there and be reading like.
No. He would give us multiple choice answer. It was Scantron tests.
Oh god.
And then he gave me a real test. Like, no Scantron, just, damn. Like, do the work.
Oh, you didn't have to show the work on the Scantron?
No, it's a Scantron. It's multiple choice.
Damn, I usually would have Scantron and worksheet.
Oh, yeah, we did actually have those in other ones, but no, this guy would just toss us a Scantron.
Bro.
This lady would just write A, B, C.
I would hit Scantrons and, like, skits out, and I'd be like, it's been A four times. It can't be A this time.
Yeah.
This has to be wrong.
Yeah. Little fucking roulette. You know, it's been red too often, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's black.
My fucking SATs, I'm like McGavin Newsom. I had 960. I can't read.
I'm like you guys. I can't even fucking read. Oh, there he is. There's our next president.
Dude is bulletproof somehow. He walks through all that shit.
Yeah, all you have to do is not be Trump.
Yeah, true.
You're going to get...
If Trucker comes as the next president, though. I'm not voting, though.
Trucker?
Up. Yeah.
I see your fucking Alps, bro.
Trucker calls him, yeah. His Alps shipment just got stolen.
You like Trucker?
We're on the same vibe, bro.
You're on the same vibe, but are you on that fucking? Are you on that fucking Christian weird shit?
Christian weird shit—the stuff that you said you were on in the beginning of the podcast.
Catholicism, bro. There's a big difference.
No, like Trucker's
definitely not Catholic.
No, Trucker is into Kabbalah.
Trucker wears bow ties, dude. He's a fucking Protestant.